Join the Journey. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Join the Journey. Oh my. I travel all over the world and have a great deal of joy in meeting people everywhere I go. And everywhere I go, people say, "Isn't it wonderful to be able to travel around the world and do all these things?" And I say, "Well, not really. It is a joy always to do everything that I'm doing, but not necessarily just the traveling part. Traveling is a wonderful thing, and the journeying is a wonderful thing, but I enjoy the people that I meet. To me, the destinations, not the destination, but to me, the visiting with the people, wherever I go, is the most exciting thing. And even sometimes on the airplane, or on the train, or on the bus, or in the car. The visiting with the people as I'm going along. One of my most joyous times is when I go to the airport to pick somebody up, to bring them up to the ranch, to bring them up here to the University of Healing campus grounds and let them enjoy the campus grounds for however they choose to be here. And when I go to town usually with another person, and we talk on the way in. And if the person is wise, they'll say, "How can we ever enjoy the journey? The journey is just incidental thing that takes place to take us from one place to another." And I say, "Well, really, the journey is this." And then I go into a great deal of talk about it, which I will in a minute. And as I talk about it, I am sharing myself with the person, and all of a sudden we say to ourselves, "Hey, look at here, we're here already. My goodness, where did the time go? How quickly we got to the airport." And it was like, no traffic, there's no problems, there's nothing. We just zip-de-doo-da right down here, and here we are. Oh, yes. And then we pick up our friend at the airport, sometimes 3, 4, 5 people, maybe more, and we bring them up to the campus. And on the way back, they ask some penetrating questions, and we get into some very intensive discussions. And again, we say, "My gosh, it just took us a second to get from the airport to the campus. And that's 70 miles. How wonderful. Wow. Golly Moses. How great that is." You know? And it's true. It's true. You see, the journey is what we do on the journey. It's not the matter that we're in a car, in a bus, in a train. It doesn't matter that we're flying or driving or riding. It doesn't matter. What it matters is what's going on inside of us. Are we having a great and wonderful journey inside of us? Are we having a journey down life's path of magic and enjoyment? Well, that's what it's all about. Now, how do we make this journey a journey of delight? How do we make this journey a journey of magic? Well, we make this journey a journey of magic by the type of things that we choose to talk about. Now, when we choose to talk about gossip, then it's a very unsatisfying discussion. When we choose to talk about the world and its problems, then we again have another very unsatisfying discussion. When we choose to talk about things that are illuminating, how we are the masters of our mind, how we can think our thoughts and bring about whatever it is that we think about, when we make the journey into life, the journey of magic, the journey of wisdom, the journey of intuitiveness, then the inner illumination takes place in such a brilliance and such a wonderful way. It's like, "Oh, I see," one of my friends used to love to say. She was a student in Hawaii, and she'd been in many different philosophies and many different religions. And when she came to the University of Healing, she says, "Oh, I see, finally, oh, I see." And the three letters, "Oh, I see," stand for, "Oh, now I perceive what I have looked for all along. Oh, I see." We can each perceive what we've looked for all along by saying, "Oh, I see," as we have our thoughts in our discussions on those things that are valuable to us and those things that are uplifting, those things that are illuminating to us. And then we have the instant illumination. Now, this is not something you plan or project or you program. This is something you are. If you are a person who loves OIC experiences, who loves to have illuminating experiences, then you will talk about illuminating things. Now, illuminating thing is not the war. The illuminating thing is, just imagine the people in those two countries having a giant fair together and having an opportunity to love one another, to share their culture, to share their way of thinking with one another. Not that they have to take it on. Oh, that's what, how you think. That's how a Catholic thinks. Oh, that's how a Protestant thinks. Oh, that's how a Jew thinks. Oh, that's how an Arabic thinks. That's how a Muslim thinks. Oh, that's how a Hindu thinks. My goodness, thinks. I didn't realize that. How fascinating. I do not need to know and be convinced by you of your philosophy. I merely delight in the fact that you are convinced in your philosophy and you believe your philosophy, and for you, your philosophy is a very fulfilling, rewarding thing. Now, that's the journey. That's the journey. Not that we take in other people's philosophies and other people's attitudes and other people's ways of thinking, but that we understand them. We don't have to perceive all that they do. We don't have to have an OIC experience on everything they do, because there's a lot of things that people do that are inconceivable to us. Their ways, their customs, their manners, their habits, the ways that people in other lands live than our own. And we find that very strange sometimes, very charming and very not charming, depending upon our attitude about it. And as we do this, what happens? Well, as we do this, then what we experience is to oftentimes experience a certain amount of intolerance. And as we experience this intolerance, what we are doing is we are making judgments about what they're doing, instead of having it just be information. Did you know that certain foods are not beneficial for dogs? Well, there's lots of things I didn't know was not beneficial. I knew that alcohol was not beneficial and chocolate was not beneficial, but there's a lot of other things. Now, that doesn't make me a person who practices or doesn't practice this, but now I have a friend in Switzerland whose dog loves chocolate. And that dog will jump into a box of chocolate or grab a chocolate every time he can, and she'll eat that chocolate down, and she'll store chocolate under her bed. Now, she's supposed to be dead. She is supposed to be totally incapable of handling that chocolate. But for some reason or other, that dog can and does. Now, would we purposefully feed the dog chocolate? No, because we purposefully know that chocolate might not be beneficial. Now, the fact that the dog is not bothered, or apparently not bothered by the chocolate, that's another story. Now, what's our journey going to lead us? What's it going to show us? How are we going to join that journey? Well, we join the journey until we say, "I am untouched by everything in my world." And not so much a matter that I'm untouched by it, but I am the master of all the circumstances in my life. Now, if we are the master of all the circumstances in our life, then what happens to us? It doesn't matter what we eat or drink or what we put on or what we do. It only matters of what we think. And when we think that we are surrounded by the pure white light of love, we can walk through a rainstorm and be totally untouched by the raindrops. We can be in a blizzard and be totally unaware of how cold it is, or unaware of how blinding the blizzard is, because we have that inner wisdom, that we have that inner light, we have that inner pathfinder that shows us the way. You know, you say, that's a little bit heavy there, that's a little strange, that's a journey I'd just as soon not take into a blizzard. Well, what if you were in a blizzard? Would you say, I am in a blizzard and I cannot see? Or would you say, I am the pure white light of love, I know my way, and since I must be moving and I am in a place where I am unfamiliar, I know what I am to do. And you follow your own inner wisdom and you come out just fine. But when you say, oh, I give up, there's nothing I can do, I'm lost in this blizzard, I will freeze to death, and lo and behold, you do just that. It's all a matter of how we perceive the journey, how we choose the journey. And when we enjoy the journey by making it enjoyable, when we take the time of the journey and have it a time for introspection, have it a time for meditation, have it a time for discussion. We don't have to talk with other people to make the minutes go fast. All we have to do is talk with ourselves. We don't even have to do that. But when we're on our journey, we get into the airplane. Do we put on the headphones so that we hear the music? Do we listen to the movie on the plane? Do we right away read a magazine, look through all the magazines there, read voraciously everything that is there that we'd never read at home? Or do we say, I'm going to put on my Bose Silent headset that drowns out the airplane sound and everybody thinks that I'm listening intently to something so they don't disturb me. And so I can sit here very peacefully and very quietly. And so I can meditate if I wish. I can think silly thoughts if I wish. I can think good thoughts if I wish. I can make the journey the most glorious journey in the world. But if I'm going to fill my mind with music, fill my mind with stories, fill my mind with entertainment, fill my mind with watching movies and things like that, then truly I have not taken these few precious hours away from the demands of society, at least the way that I thought they were, and listen meditatively within, then the journey that I'm taking has not been the journey outwardly from point to point, but the journey inwardly from awareness to greater awareness, from love to greater love. This is a fantastic experience. Join with me in this journey. The journey is going within. The journey is listening within. And the journey is wonderful. And, if you wish, I'll be happy to be with you. And if you wish, you may delight in being with me. For I am never alone. I am always surrounded by my pure white light of love. And the journey is a journey that I join myself and myself for the most happy time you can imagine. And it's wonderful. Have a great day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.